Welcome back. Been a couple of weeks. Number 98, baby.
98.
One man down again. He's missed the last couple, actually. Not too sure why the reasons, but...
just excuses. Yeah. Excuses.
Bows here, baby. How are we feeling?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here. Sunday morning it is. Fucking hell.
Yeah, fucking Sunday. How good. It's different waking up on a Sunday, not hungover. Even though you're hungover. Yeah, for me, I'm not hungover. I only had the one. But yeah, and then I don't know if we talked about it. Assuming we talked about it last time. Breaking news. Well, not breaking news. A couple of days old. Our man. We're trying to come up with walkout song and a nickname.
I've been calling him Cone Bones. That would come from Kobe. Cone Bones Campbell, but it's off. It's off. It's temporarily.
Well, when's the... oh, he said 2 weeks. So when is it? The 8th?
If anyone wants to fight at 77 kilos... We've got a man for you.
Is he at 77? I thought he was going lower. Maybe he's 77.
I think he was 77. What's
that? Oh, no, he wanted to fight at 72, but that's right.
He's going to bulk up. Yeah, but yeah, we're looking for a contender to fight him.
But we actually, fuck, I'm going to get too in debt to it, but we had a bit of legal trouble.
A little what?
The little what? Body had legal trouble, remember?
Oh, we did. We did.
we won't name names, but... he asked for the email and the name. Yeah. Haven't provided it yet.
He's taking us for all we got.
He's going to take the mic, the stand,
the phone stand,
and the fucking little box thing that records. So this might be the last episode.
Imagine we don't make it to 100.
Oh, I don't know what way to go. Do you just reply to him and then hopefully he takes it to court and you like get... but like, hey, imagine us being on the news going to court.
Any publicity is good publicity. I don't understand where it's coming from because we were only reporting.
Yeah, I don't know the rules.
You could say we're journalists.
I don't know.
We weren't ripping in saying it was good or bad or...
we'll see what comes out. But yeah, we could be a bit of legal trouble. We won't say his name just in case he's listening. Him and his legal team.
Yeah, now that we finally got some listeners.
I saw someone at the pub the other day. They're like, "Oh, did you take the?" I was like, "Yeah, I took the clip down." He's like, "Is it still like audio?" I was like, "Yeah, no one listens to it.
Yeah.
I won't see it there." But we'll run through a couple of weeks to catch up on. A fishing story. Northern Territory teenager Keegan Payne went fishing and became a millionaire.
Yeah, you've seen this. Yeah.
Fucking
crazy. They do it every year.
Why don't I know about this?
Are we doing a little trip up there next year when it starts?
Because they said, oh no, there's only one fish, but there's like heap, there's like 100 of them I think they released, but once they catch the $1 million, like one of the $1 million, they all set to like, but they're still worth what? So the million, there's the 80 remaining $1 million fish are now worth 10K still.
Really?
So if you catch one of those million, you could imagine you catching like three of those. 30K? If you just catch three of these fish.
What?
Plus there's another 103 that are 10K fish. So there's like close to 200 fish just out there in... I'm assuming dormant territory, just in the waters, worth 10K a pop.
I reckon we're doing maybe a trip on there next year.
We're the punters instead of the races.
Yeah, we're going fishing. That's a good fishing trip. Wow, I didn't know I thought it was only the one fish.
Yeah, like only $1 million fish.
Yeah, but
10K still.
10K for a fish?
Imagine that bloke, he catches the $1 million fish and then next reel just one of the 10Ks.
He just keeps reeling in 10Ks. You just be going, yes.
But shout out, I think he's 90.
Yeah, he's a young bloke. Apparently, did you see the interview?
No.
The Aussie dude, I think he was Aussie journalist, was like ripping into him, kind of. Was a bit racist towards the young bloke. You have to have a look. He'd stolen a car or something back in the day and like all that. And now this reporter was like ripping into him on live TV.
Probably when he was probably like 14, get off his back.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ.
Let the man celebrate $1 million fish, baby.
Yeah.
He's not here to talk about the next couple so we'll quickly run through it. The A-League, the semi-finals were last night. Melbourne Victory, they won through. They won 2-1 to go through. It was a nil or draw the first leg in the 12th minute of extra time. Clutch. And then our boys, the Mariners, baby.
The mighty Mariners.
They won the first leg 2-1 at Sydney. Then came home last night and had a nil or draw, which was enough for them to go through the grandy. They're hosting it at Blue Tongue next week.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know when tickets go on sale, but like yesterday's game sold out, and I imagine the grandy's obviously going to sell out.
Wow.
I was fucking...
We're going to the
I was so tempted to go. I was like, we play AFL at like fucking 2 o'clock, just go finish at 4, drive straight to Gossie.
Wow.
But I was like, if I can't get tickets, maybe just go out in Gossie afterwards.
Yeah, true.
Scenes would be fucking blind.
True.
Is it? Yeah, sorry, next weekend, Saturday, May 25th, 7:45 kickoff. So if you can get tickets, bang.
Maybe get us a couple.
Yeah. They're looking for the treble.
Did you hear about the scandal that came out, I think it was last night in the A-League?
The three boys?
The three guys, was it? Getting paid and all that to do the yellow cards and shit. I just heard it on the radio before.
I didn't read too much into it. It was just like three. One of them's like the club captain too. They're like, It was like a weird thing. I think the club captain is like South American, but they're playing it to like a Colombian guy or something.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck. I don't know. I'd have to be getting paid a pretty coin to be fucking up.
Yeah.
Soccer career.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, they're gonna get suspended, probably lifetime chances are, and like, fuck that.
Then you're done. You're done.
Yeah, like now you got to go work at a fucking job site. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, you'd want enough to be
set yourself alive.
Yeah, if you do get done, you don't have to go back to work.
Those three boys. We'll see what happens there. It's only, as I said, pretty fresh that scandal. The AFL, not too much. Richmond suck, my team, but they're talking about a send-off rule. I'm not too into the AFL. We'll talk maybe Lawler next week. We'll ask him what he thinks of the send-off rule. But there's a local AFL team down in Victoria, Knox Football Net. They're called the Knox Football Netball Club. One of their teams got stood down indefinitely. I don't know if you saw. They halftime of the women's game, they're coming out the tunnel, the opposition team, and all these boys were just raiding them as they ran through. And tried to trip them and shit like that.
Really?
So they're like, yes, no. Like, as if, like, yes, no, mediocre, right to their face. And, like, oh, they all got, I think it was, like, 20 blokes got stood down. I was just like, who in their right mind would do that?
What?
Just to, like, girls playing sport on a weekend and you're out there raiding, like, straight to their face trying to trip. Like, why the fuck are you trying to trip them?
Disgusting. That is disgusting. So, guys are going weird. I heard another story. Were you talking about it? Who was talking about it? Maybe it was on the radio. They were talking about, a school, like a big school down in Sydney, a big private school, like they had this massive list of all these girls and their ratings and all that, and all these guys got in trouble.
Oh, really? Fuck. Yeah, I don't know. Weird as fuck.
Weird.
Shout out.
Not something I'm into, that's for sure.
The Olympics, obviously this year, but anti-sex beds have been installed at the Paris Olympics again.
I think anti-sex beds?
Yeah, so these are beds made out of cardboard and frames of mattresses that are completely recyclable. Apparently, they can't withhold, like, two people. Like, two people can't.
What does it matter if they're having sex? Isn't that, like, the spot for the sex?
Yeah, it's meant to be. It's, like, a hotbed, apparently. I think the number was, like, 60,000 condoms or something. Like, free condoms they provide. But it was the same as last Olympics, but that was, I think their reasoning was COVID. Like, they didn't want stuff, but I don't know why it is this time. Maybe similar, but I was just like,
well, I was going to go to the Olympics, but if they're doing that, well, fuck them.
That's what we're talking on the car on the way out. We're like, imagine you go to the Olympics in like 20 years, you're talking about, it's like, oh, check out the Olympics. Oh, I didn't really care. I just went there for the sex.
I went there, had heaps of sex. I was mad.
I've got like five kids in five different countries. It's wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, so any sex beds in.
Big truck coming past.
Yeah, welcome.
What?
Where's he going?
Take out my car, is he?
What is it? Has he got lost? He's got lost, bro. The main road's over there.
What is he doing?
Big bus. Surfing. Tahiti's a couple days away, but I think it's just like World Junior Champs. The Aussie, Dane Henry. First Aussie to win the under-18s division in 15 years.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, and then Ziggy, what a middle name for surfing. Ziggy Aloha McKenzie.
Wow.
Aussie won the 16 girls.
Wow. Dane Henry. Good. Fucking rips.
From where?
From the Gold Coast, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Mate. Does big ass.
Has he surfed in any of the WSLs?
Nah, no? I don't think so. No, not yet.
But yeah, so the team name of it, I don't know, if it might be the surfing team name in general, but the Irukandjis, they won the World Junior Champs, so shout out.
Yeah,
but did you see the Old Love trying to get almost kicked off the wave?
Yeah, I did see that. She was trying to, get that girl off the wave so her fellow countrywoman would make it through.
Yeah.
She was sitting in second. Yeah, I was watching that and I didn't really understand what was going on until I read into it and I was like,
such a weird thing.
So, yeah, I understand it, but like also, fuck it, fuck that shit off. Like,
it's the, yeah, I know, so shout out. She, yeah, Aussie girl got pushed off by a Portuguese. So.
But she got the score on that wave and, yeah, that's what I mean. And knocked them both out.
Alpha shit.
Yeah.
Shout
Alpha out. Shit.
I don't know. I think she ran third in the end. I can't remember her name, but she killed it.
Did you see the local Narrabeen guy just won the Narrabeen comp in last week?
Oh, the one up Manly. Yeah.
That was a local guy that won it. That was
Geordie Lawler?
Geordie Lawler, yeah. And he played with the good kids on Friday night on stage, played his guitar with them.
Oh, does he play the guitar? Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, it would have been...
It would have been so, like, I know, like, it just depends on the waves, but fuck, would have been good if you won that Friday. Like, won the Friday and just gone straight into it.
Yeah. I think, yeah, what day was it? Thursday or something? It wrapped up, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was like, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. Because I remember seeing on.
I remember I was watching it at work.
Yeah, because the good kids were behind the scenes doing interviews. Right.
Yeah. Shit,
mate, they're on the.
They're on the up. That's for sure.
Get them at. They're going to save music festivals. Get them a groove. Yeah, I know.
Hopefully Splend. Oh, Splendor's already been called off. Canned, this year. Yeah. Fully.
There's no good festivals left, really, is there?
No. Everything got called off that I know of this year. Like Splendor, Groove, and what's the other one? This, That.
Oh, Diss That?
Yeah. All of the good ones up.
Good Kids are going to save the music industry.
Yeah. We'll just have a Good Kids festival.
Will they pay? I know they played it 2 years ago. Fucking the one at Entrance?
Oh, Rolling Sets.
Yeah. Have they been asking? I know they played 2 years ago, but not last year.
No, they didn't play last year. I don't know. Yeah, I'm guessing. I think Moz has got a lot to do with it.
Surely Moz can hook them
Moz
up.
Moz just go, boy.
Surely Headliner.
Yeah. You might as well.
Imagine you and, like, Coves on the stage at Rolling Sets.
Oh, God, yeah. I could see it.
The cricket. You got the World Cup squad got announced. There can be, changes can be made until June 5th, which is 2.5 weeks away. But big omission was Jake Fraser-McGurk, who's been killing in the IPL. He's had like 4 half-centuries or something killed. He's got 300 runs in the tournament and like killing it, striking it over 200. But so the IPL finals, they start Wednesday, finals on Monday. Couple Aussies, obviously. I think there's an Aussie almost in every team, but yeah. Sunrisers, they're my team. And Travis Head, he's killing it for those boys. The golf, I can't remember when this happened. 2 weeks ago, I think. Live Golf Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently packed out again. A couple of boys went that I know, but no hole in one this year, unfortunately, so they didn't get the fucking beer.
Yeah. They still tried I think they still did it. They threw some...
Yeah, they're just doing it for, like, good shots now.
Yeah, right.
We're just kind of... We're going to do it because we fucking want it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the all-Aussie team, Ripper GC, they claimed the first team event. They won in a playoff hole, and then an American won the tournament, but then the Aussies... I think the Aussies went back-to-back in the team events, so they won the next one, which was... I can't remember where, but shout out the Aussies there. Female player, she's a gun, Hannah Green. She earned $860,000 for defending her LPGA LA Championship title. So shout out there, she's a gun. Seven Live golfers earned special invites to the PGA Championship, which is 3 rounds in today, round 4 tomorrow, tonight, I think. But yeah, so big move there. We'll see how that goes moving forward. And then PGA champs, Aussies, I think the best is tied 16th, Lucas Herbert, but world number one got arrested.
I was just about to ask, are we allowed to talk about it, or is someone going to fucking have a whinge and fucking fine us?
No, he's been arrested and charged, I think.
What for? I only seen the mugshot, and I was going to talk to you about
so,
it.
So, I don't know, apparently, tragically, someone, like, got hit by a bus or something and died at the front of, like, the golf course entrance.
Yeah.
So they weren't letting, like, the tournament weren't letting anyone in apart from, like, players and coaches.
Yeah.
And so he's pulled up, and a police officer or the traffic warden or whatever the fuck they called is like, nah, hey, stop. And I don't know if he's like not heard it or he knew the rules. He's like, oh no, I'm allowed to go through. So he's gone through. Cop has jumped on his fucking bonnet or something. He's driven with like the copper on the bonnet. Cop has fallen off or whatever. Cop apparently went to hospital or something. Like nothing serious, but yeah. And then he got charged with like assault against a cop, disobeying traffic orders or stuff like that.
God.
But he ended up, he came out and he shot like a good second round. He shot like fucking 6-7 under.
So he's still playing?
Yeah, he's still, yeah.
Man.
I think he got arrested and then, like, he only lasted, like, around, like, an hour, sorry, and then played, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he struggled today, actually. I think he was +2, but, yeah, crazy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
World number one, too.
World number one's funny as, yeah. I seen the mugshot and stuff. I was pissed myself. I was like, yes. Love to see that shit.
Yeah. So, Scotty, we'll see how he goes. I don't think he'll win now. I think fucking Xander Schauffele looks the favourite at the moment. Boxing. Timmy Zhu. I think he's confirmed fighting Ortiz Jr. on August 4th. It's on the undercard of the Terence Crawford fight. He's fighting Israel Madmovov or something. But Ortiz, sorry, he's a 21-0 with 21 KOs.
Wow.
So, yeah, predicting a fight of the year contender.
Wow.
Because they're both pretty similar, aggressive, high pressure. So they should be fucking a fantastic fight. Hopefully Timmy can bounce back, get back in the titles, baby. I don't know. I think this fight's coming up. I haven't paid too much attention, but Jake Paul, Mike Tyson will be a sanctioned heavyweight professional bout. It's going to be 8 2-minute rounds, and the result will count to the record.
It's the most stupid thing I've ever heard in my life. I can't believe it.
I think I talked about it. Fuck, I can't remember when, but imagine going through Mike Tyson's boxing record, like 20 years, like kids growing up, like, fuck, he was good. And then it's like his last fight lost to like Jake Paul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, last fight 20 years later or something.
It's a Jake Paul.
Yeah, honestly, why are they doing that?
It's money.
Yeah, money.
Tyson
sure.
wants money. I don't know why. I guess Jake Paul probably does it for money too, but I don't know if he's serious about coming a boxer or not.
Fight someone good.
Mike Tyson, former heavyweight champ.
Yeah, but he's 50-something and smokes weed every day and drinks piss. And
have you seen the videos of him and shit?
Mike Tyson, yeah. They look... I hope he kills him. I hope he gets in there and just goes bang. Just.
I want Tyson to win, but fuck, 50, 30, I think it's 30 years difference in age.
Yeah, honestly. What, he shouldn't be jumping in there.
I can't believe the boxing fucking authorities have allowed this.
I cannot believe it. It's a joke.
Yeah, and then there's been plenty of Aussies fighting over the last couple of weeks. We had a Tokyo card, I think, 2 weekends ago. We had Jason Maloney. He lost his world title via unanimous decision. I think it was a little bit of an upset. I think he was a decent favorite. And then the main event was the Japanese superstar. In a way, he's unbeaten run. He called out Sammy Goodman, an Aussie post, who entered the ring and called him out. Possibly in September there, so it'll be a huge fight. I think In a way is like number one power and found in the world, so it should be good. Perth card last week, apparently, Kambosos Jr. went down to Lomachenko. Got finished, he's corner through on the towel in the 11th round, but yeah, he was dominated all throughout. So, I don't know what's there, but there was drama in the early, I don't know, did you see much of, did you watch that card at all?
No.
I didn't watch, I just saw highlights.
No, I haven't watched any of it.
The other Maloney twin, so Jason was the Tokyo card, and then his twin Andrew, he fought on that Perth card. He retired after a split decision loss, which many described as the greatest Australian robbery ever.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't watch the fight. Apparently, it was a bit, I don't know, but apparently, I think he retired because he was like sick of the boxing, but I don't know if it was him or his twin brother. Apparently, they got robbed like 5 years on the date for like a world title.
Yeah.
Like similar thing, and I was like, fuck. Like, that would suck, eh?
Yeah, right.
Train hard, and then, like, the judge goes, fuck, no, you lost, count. It's like, And then the other one was the women's fight. I think it was the co-main. Shanika Johnson, she won the title by majority decision, but the judge or whatever who announces it called the wrong girl first. So she was like, oh, whoever, what was her name? I think she was a Pommy anyway. He's like, so-and-so's won the fight. She's celery. He goes, oh, hold on. And then announce it for the other bird.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. That would hurt. That would hurt heaps.
All the ecstasy of like...
Oh, yes, yes. Wait, what?
Oh, and God. Now that ring announcer, he's copped so much hate, he's like retired.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to do one more fight card because he promised his best mate or something. But he's like, I'm done. I'm sick of this hate I've copped. I was like...
Yeah, well, fair enough,
like, it's like a pretty light mistake, but still.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are people abusing him over saying something? Like, it's not like...
Well, you've never made a mistake before.
Yeah, it's like, how does that affect... Like, he doesn't affect the result. He just announced it wrong.
Yeah.
Unless you had, like, a bet and, like... But it was only, like, 5 seconds anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the last one was today... we had Jai Apatai. He became a two-time world champ. He reclaimed his belt after they stripped it off him. He beat Bredis, unanimous decision. I think he beat him a couple rounds, 117 and 116. He scored to, I think, 112.
Did you watch it this morning?
I watched the last couple rounds.
Yeah.
I turned it on and he wasn't getting pumped, but like Bredis was all over him. But then as the guy, I was like, fuck, he's in strife here. But they were like, he dominated like the first 7-8 rounds. Like he won all of them apparently.
Yeah.
I think he broke his nose.
Yeah.
And then I didn't see the moment that it happened, but apparently Jai broke his nose too. But I think he was like, it was from a headbutt.
Yeah.
But he also gave him a good shot. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the co-main. And then the main event just finished probably about half hour ago. Fury Usyk, the heavyweight title. I didn't watch that obviously, but Usyk, he won via split decision.
Really?
Yeah. So try and get some quick see what happens there. But yeah, split decision.
Wow.
First undisputed heavyweight since 99. Fury believes he won the fight. That's mostly everyone. Normally after they... Yeah, I'm not too sure what the fucking updates would be on that, but sounds like it'll be contentious. UFC, I think little one, the Aussie, Stevie Ursin. Unfortunately, falls short in a fight.
Stevie Ursin, yeah, the man.
Yeah, went down, like, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that sucks. He was going all right, but wasn't he?
Yeah, he lost. And what the judges give
right him. At the end, he went to take him down.
Yeah, he was killing him on fucking the feet.
Yeah, I know.
And then he just fucking tried to take him down and cost himself. But yeah, went down in decision. Pantoja's a bit of a... Pantoja's fucking the gun, but...
Yeah, I like Pantoja too, yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. He'll be back. He'll probably have another fight against the contender and then maybe get another shot, depending how Pantoja goes. When's the next big? June 2nd, Makhachev, Poirier, Costa, Strickland. No real interest there for me. Poirier, do you like Poirier?
I like him. Yeah, I like him. I think he's a good fighter. I'll definitely try and watch it. I like Strickland. I don't like him. I like watching him fight.
Talks a lot of shit.
I like watching that. And he fights like a bear, I reckon. Like, he's got his hands like this. Comes in, he's like, "Rrr."
Why is he the Karate Kid? I don't know.
Yeah, he looks funny, so I like watching him fight. I think Costa will fucking probably
pound him.
Fucking knock him out real quick.
Costa's like a big enigma. Yeah. He has a lot of raps on him, but every fight I watch of him, he looks terrible.
I reckon he lands. Well, have you seen the size of his arms, bro? They're massive. I reckon he's going to walk in and just go. I mean, I don't know. You never know, do you?
We need to get Conan.
Strickland's probably got a hard ass head.
We need to get Conan for another episode. Yeah. The UFC. Yeah. now that he's not in camp.
maybe he should be a coach or something. Maybe a tipper.
Yeah. Basketball. You had the first round. Timberwolves swept their series, but their coach suffered a torn patella tendon injury after he collided with Mike Conley. So, yeah. Joel Embiid being a snook again after they got beat in the first round, complaining about his hometown fans. They got knocked out in six, still never made the conference finals in the Embiid era, and first time since 2020-2021 that they haven't got out of the first round. Bucks, another first round exit, but Giannis didn't feature at all, unfortunately, injured. Lakers went down to the Nuggets again, 4-1. The Lakers led for 165 minutes compared to 59, but lost 4-1.
Wow.
It was basically the same game. They were like leading at halftime, leading halfway through third and just collapsed. It was fucking ridiculous.
Wow.
But LeBron, he has until June 29th to decide whether he goes back there or takes his player option to stay there or go on free agency. But they fired their coach and Bronny James. I don't know when the draft is actually, but he...
Was he looking like the Mavs?
I had no idea.
I seen a thing the other day. He was looking at the Mavs and LeBron was going to go there. And then...
Yeah, I think LeBron's going to go wherever he gets drafted.
Yeah.
Just to try it. But like everyone's like, he won't even play next year sort of thing. They're like, he'll play G League to like develop and shit like that.
Who, Bronny?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's like he didn't have that great... Like he did have a fucking heart or cardiac arrest like before the season. But he only averaged like four or five points and like two assists or something in college.
Yeah, right.
Which is like most of the top guys are averaging like mid-teens and shit like that. But he'll probably get a roster spot. So a team will just want LeBron.
Yeah.
But we'll see how the fucking guy goes.
Has a father and son ever played on an NBA?
I don't think so. I think that's why he's trying to sort of get it done. He's like, I want to do
that
this.
That is a crazy, that is wild, eh, that you're playing with your dad. That is wild.
Yes, but especially at the highest level.
Yeah, at the highest level. I mean, you know, we got me and Colby down at Ozzag dominating us. We've been dominating for 10 years at Ozzag.
Dynasty, baby. Yeah. Yeah, but
I'm going to try and have a kid soon. Maybe get the three of us on
three generations. Matt, yeah, like imagine the NRL, like being like, fuck, you'd have to have a kid. To play in the NRL with your son, you'd have to have a kid at like 17, 18.
Yeah. Yeah, Reece Walsh has got a kid. He had a kid real young.
But, like, there's not many blokes who play beyond, like, 36.
Yeah.
And, like, your kids can't... I don't think they can play now until, like, they're 18. So, it's like, you've got to be, 18. Like... Yeah. It'd be interesting when it happens. But, yeah, LeBron and Bronny would be...
36. Yeah.
It'd be unreal, eh?
It would be
like,
unreal.
Imagine being, like, you look up and, you like, your son's playing in the NBA alongside you. Like, yeah. This is fucking unreal.
This is what dreams are made of. This is what you dream for, you and your son, just at the top level.
Yeah, We get, and then you get to do it every week at Oztake.
Yeah, I get to do it every week.
But the second round, it's on at the moment. There's three series still in play. The Celtics gentlemen swept the Cavs 4-1. They're the dominant. They look like they'll come out of the East. The other Eastern series is Pacers-Knicks, Game 7. Knicks forced Game 7 yesterday, I think. I can't remember. Anyway, Game 7 and then the West. Thunder-Mavs, the Thunder on the ropes. The boys who we tipped, they're down 3-2. At Mavs home game, at the Mavs, sorry, today. So, has it started? No, 10. Oh, just about to tip off. So, hopefully the Thunder can stay alive there for the Aussie. Oh, he's been benched by Josh Giddey, unfortunately.
Has he?
Yeah, he got benched last two games.
Yeah, right.
His just shooting's been off.
Yep.
And then the T-Wolf Nugget series, Jamal Murray, did you see him throw the heat pack on the court?
No.
Oh, fuck, what game was it? It would have been game two, maybe?
Yeah.
He was just, like, on the bench, and he just threw this heat pack into the middle of the court, like, right in the middle while they're trying to play. Like, fuck, could have ended badly, but luckily someone picked it up, threw it out.
Why? Yeah. Did he get in trouble? Surely.
He got a 100K fine, but no suspension. Everyone was like, why the fuck do you not get a suspension for that?
Why was there a reason?
For what? A suspension?
Nah, for throwing the...
I don't know. I don't think he really said. I think he was just angry. Like, probably frustrated, right. Like, refs and bull, that sort of shit. And he was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Threw it out there. But it's been a weird series. The Wolves won the first two games. Nuggets the next three. And then the Wolves forced the game seven. So 3-3. I think it's tomorrow. Yeah, both game sevens tomorrow. So... if you don't have to work, sit on the couch, watch those. Fucking, that'd be nice watching. The NBA Awards. I won't get too in-depth to it, but Jokic, he won another MVP. He's third in 4 years. Ninth player ever to win three or more. Gobert won his fourth Defensive Player of the Year. Wemby Rookie of the Year. Maxi Most Improved. Naz Reid, Sixth Man. And then a whole lot of other shit.
No. Rudy Rizlord. Josh Giddey, the Rizlord
of the Year.
Yeah, Rizlord of the Year.
Free man of the year. He didn't do it. Not guilty.
Ja Morant, gangster of the year.
Jailbird of the year.
Yeah.
The NBA draft lottery happened. Atlanta claimed the top pick, which was fucking, yeah, surprising. The team who's had like the worst record 3 years. Pistons, I think. Pistons, 3 years in a row, they've had the best odds to land it on one pick and haven't got it. So unlucky there for the Pistons. The NRL transfer. Zach Lomax. I think we already said that he signed, but he apparently wanted a clause that tied him to Brad Arthur, but the club was like, no, fuck off. Because Brad Arthur could be getting the sack because Parra's struggling. Luke Keary announced his retirement end of the season. Roosters going to have $3.5 million in this cap to spend.
They nearly got David Fifita, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, they had him. He was there. He was packing up.
That's such a weird scenario, eh?
I don't understand that. He was there. It was confirmed. He was there. And then I woke up in the morning and
it was like he signed apparently, and then I think he signed that morning or whatever. Then that night, his management rung the Roosters and were like, hey, he's just having second thoughts. We'll get back to you in the morning. And then Nick Politis was at like 5:30, and then was someone, hey, we don't give a fuck now. It was like, we don't want you. Hung up. And was
really?
Yeah, apparently the Roosters were like, no. Like David was having second thoughts, so he might have pulled the pin on it anyway, but the Roosters were like, he was like, fuck, you don't want to come here? Don't come here then.
Yeah.
And pulled the pin at like 5:30 in the morning. So yeah, that was there. So the Roosters apparently. And then he ended up going back to the Titans. I don't know why you wouldn't just go Penrith.
Did they want him, do they?
Penrith offered him more money than Roosters. Like, on his contract, but the Roosters obviously a bit of paper bag business.
Under the table deal.
But yeah, Penrith offered him, I think, $850 a year. Roosters offered him $825. Like, play outside Cleary.
Mate, yeah, you'd be straight to Penrith.
So yeah, he's staying at the Titans, and the Titans... actually,
what are they giving him? They're giving him like a mil or something, are they? 900?
I don't know what his contract... yeah, I think it's a mil. Because I think he picked up the two. I think he was on a mil, but he could have gone next year. But
yeah.
I think his deal's worth a mil. But they're going... what?
I mean, he's gone all the way to the top. Like, they brought him through, gave him heaps of money. He was injured a lot. I think he should stay for a little bit at least. Just
Titans second last, though. Or you can go to Penrith second or Roosters seventh. Yeah, I don't know. David, we'll see how you go. Congrats. Tevita Pangai, he's open to a return to the NRL. It was possibly going to be with the Storm, but they said no thanks. And he had a, fuck, was it over the weekend or the weekend before he had a boxing fight?
Yeah, and he got knocked the fuck out. Yeah.
69 seconds. Yeah. So.
Knocked out. And then he was like, what? You woke up going, I'm going to play footy again. Fuck yeah.
So yeah, shout out to Tevita. He'll be back in the NRL soon.
Tigers probably, will probably sign him and fucking he'll do nothing.
Nah, he wanted to go back to Brisbane, but then he was trying to go with the Storm, so I don't know what his thing is. He's a very confusing bloke.
He was still concussed. He was making those calls.
DeVita, fucking hell. Actually, I think we'll get that later. Yeah, or maybe not. Actually, I'll put that later. But what else did I have? Oh, Reid Mahoney trying to bring in the phrase big man syndrome.
Yeah.
He's such a pest.
He's a pest. I love him. I'd love him in my team. But fuck.
Just that.
He's so good at tackling. So, like, he's just there all day. But Andrew Johns was talking about it the other day, like, him just being a pest. He goes, you can't have that anymore because there's no one's going to throw a punch.
Yeah, so you can do sucks.
That. If you had.
That would be.
Like, if some little fucking was doing that to me, fuck. You wouldn't be doing it for long.
I would hate it as a big front row. You're just like, oh, yeah. What are you doing, bro?
Shut
on
up.
The street, at the front of a pub, yeah. You're gone.
Tuesday, I'll run over you all day, yeah.
But yeah, so shout out, Reid. Peter Vallandi's planning on granting 2 NRL licenses, 1 Perth Bears, the other Papua New Guinea.
I think they just pulled out of Papua New Guinea, I was just reading.
Oh, was it? I knew it was meant to be.
Because they couldn't get funding.
Government, yeah.
Government funding.
He was like, it hinges if the government support us, which I don't know. It must have been this morning then.
Yeah.
Because I did read it. He's like, we've got a meeting coming up with the government, but if they don't fund it, we're not fucking sending a team there.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
Yeah, so sounds like they're not sending there. But 2030, they reckon they'll get 2 teams in, which will, fuck, what are we at now? 17. I think he wants to get to 20 teams. So there's probably going to be a 3rd team get added soon. Get a coast team.
Look
at the Mariners. Mariners killing it.
Yeah. Get the Bears up and
North going. Sydney Central Coast Bears.
Yeah.
I think this was a couple of weeks or 2 ago. The Dragons for their jersey stuff up. You see the writing and shit.
Yeah,
on
the misspelling. Yeah. So good.
How the fuck do you fuck it up?
Fucking hell.
It can't be that hard. Surely you just.
Surely you got something there you're looking at. Like, I get they're stitching it. I'm probably on a sewing machine, like doing the writing or something.
Surely, but the stitching's like a factory. Unless like a machine's fucked up. Like the factory machine. Like, surely someone's hand. You reckon someone's hand stitching all of them? Maybe.
I don't know.
There's only probably like 20 jerseys they have to do, I guess.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be on a sewing machine like that. It'd be going like writing the thing. Oh, but I also do not know. Also, talking about sewing, if anyone's got a sewing machine and knows how to sew, can you help me out?
What'd you do?
I've just got so many good pairs of clothes with holes in them and shit. Yeah. Like, nice jackets, nice pants. I've ripped that pink shirt. Remember I wore that pink shirt to that festival? The first day I wore it, bang, massive hole.
I had to do sewing. Fuck, was it? I had to do sewing in high school for, like, I think it was only a couple lessons, actually. I can't remember what class it was. It was weird as fuck. I was, like, just, I think it was in, like, year 8 or 9. We just started with a sewing machine.
Fuck, yeah.
I think I was pretty shitter to do it there. But I was, like, why the fuck are we sewing right
what
now?
Are we doing this, yeah.
But yeah, so shout out sewing. Payne Haas's dad got arrested in the Philippines on drug trafficking charges. Could face the death penalty.
Really? Wow.
His family is wild.
He's got a brother playing somewhere, doesn't he?
No. I think it's his cousin.
Or is his cousin or something? Yeah, right.
There's a Haas for Titans.
Titans, yeah. Cleese
Haas.
Yeah.
I think he's. I thought he was a cousin, though.
Oh, righto. So where's he from? Papua New Guinea.
Who?
Payne Haas?
No, he was born in Niue. Haas. Oh, no, he's Haas's brother. There you go.
Yeah.
Didn't think that. Payne, yeah, I think he was born in Niue.
And where's he originated? Is it Papua New Guinea? Is
Samoan, that... Swiss, Samoa. Filipino.
Filipino?
Yeah.
He must be the biggest Filipino person ever. Are you kidding me?
But yeah, like he's got his dad obviously with this, and then his mum's facing charges of manslaughter for like a car crash that killed 3 people back in like 2020 or something.
Holy shit!
Fuck. Like to have all that happen and still be
playing footy. Yeah, wow,
fucking crazy. But yeah, there you go. I didn't know Cleese was his brother. There you go, Cleese Haas, Titans boy. Shout out. Weird Hat Lee goes bang on the Tigers operation. He pulled out his sponsorship of the club and then went bang. There's fucking, the whole ad is posted on Fox Sports and shit. They had to take shit out because he just went ham on the Tigers.
Who did?
The weird hat, the former lawyer.
Oh, with the hair.
Yeah, weird hat guy.
Yeah.
He went bang. I can't remember exactly what he said. Fuck, just search weird hair, weird hat Lee letter.
Weird hat.
He was like, he's so unprofessional. It was a weird buddy. Like he started out nice and like, oh yeah, appreciate the club, like support it for however many years. And then he just goes, he didn't write that, but he's like, his wording and tone was just like, he's a disgrace, letting me down and all this shit, the way you treated me. So shout out Tigers. They're struggling of late.
Fuck yeah.
Play today. Who did they play today, actually?
Dolphins at 6:30.
Oh, yeah, last game. Fuck. Not many people will be left for that one, I don't reckon.
No.
Only the diehards at Magic Ground.
Only the diehard Tiger fans. I wouldn't wait around. I'd get on the flight.
Yeah, can we get an early flight? Yeah. It's context. The South coach, Demetrio, he got sacked. Sent a heartfelt text to the boys on his way out, thanking them and mentioning things like the debuts, becoming families and whatnot to the boys. Ben Hornby's taken over in the interim, but reportedly Wayne Bennett has signed a 3-year deal with him worth $3 million, but won't commit till this weekend when he meets with them again. So we'll see if Wayne Bennett's back at South. And then plenty of legal troubles in the NRL world. You see the video of Brandon Wakeham getting arrested at training?
Nah. Oh, what was that for? That was dealing
supplying drugs. MDMA and cocaine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he got suspected of possessing cocaine and supplying MDMA.
Yeah, my man.
So, yeah, imagine, I said, I'm talking to the boys, just imagine being, like, the coach of the New South Wales Cup team. You're like, oh, where's Brandon? And it's like, the boys are like, oh, the coppers have got him out the front in the paddy wagon.
Yeah, oh, they just took him.
Like, imagine rocking fucking, you'd be spewing if you're Brandon Wagon. You're like, you see, all day, you're heading into training, get out. You just see, like, 12 coppers. You're like,
are they here for me?
You're sitting in the car going, fuck. And then they just start walking, you go, fuck. Shit out of luck. So we'll see if he gets guilty or not. I don't know. I don't know. He was meant to play this weekend in the New South Wales Cup, but yeah. I think this was Wednesday this came out. Huge rape allegation against a Queensland player. Apparently, Queensland played for the Maroons. Plays for a Queensland-based club. No name's been released yet, obviously. There are rumours flying. Not going to obviously say in case no legal trouble.
Really? Yeah. I haven't heard this one.
Oh, you haven't heard it? No. Nah. Huge, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, it just came up. Yeah, rape in general is fucking
huge.
And yeah, he's like, he's on his way out apparently.
Do you know? Have you got some names in mind?
I've just read all the names that people commented on the post. Right. Yeah. And then the other one came out yesterday while I was playing. Fucking one of the boys showed me, Taylor May.
Yep.
Dundee domestic violence. I'm not playing this weekend, and I don't know if you'll be back. I don't think you'll be allowed to play for a couple weeks till it gets sorted. But yeah, happened a while ago though. I think it happened back, oh, actually not a while ago. I think it happened back in April. So a couple weeks ago, but yeah. Taylan, bit of legal trouble recently for the boy.
He's a bit of a hot end, but he's got some stuff going on, old Taylan, mate, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's, fuck.
He's gonna be loose cannon, that's for sure.
Imagine being in that Panthers change room.
Oh, mate.
Fuck, they got some characters.
They got some characters in there, eh? Wow.
The Origin. Yeah, the Women's Origin was on Thursday night. It kicked off Magic Ground.
Did you watch it?
Nah, we had training. I came back and watched. Oh, I had it, like, I was cooking dinner and I had it. I saw bits of it, but the Blues palmed them in the end.
Yeah.
I think they were up, like, 16-0 or something. They ended up winning 22-12. It is finally a three-match series, but 25,000 people in
attendance.
Yeah,
broke the records.
Huge.
NTV records for women's footy.
Yeah. It would have been interesting to see what they would have got, like, if it wasn't Magic Round.
Yeah.
Like, if it was just, like, a normal, like, what sort of crowd they would have got.
Next Wednesday or something.
Yeah, like, I still reckon they would have got a good crowd, but
yeah.
Like, probably maybe 10, 15.
Yeah.
But I guess most, actually, when would you fly in for Magic Round? Would you fly in Thursday or Friday morning?
Flying Monday. Warm up all week. Leave the next Thursday.
I think we flew in, oh, yeah, we flew in, like, Friday morning.
What? So it kicks off Thursday night?
No, technically,
Friday.
All the NRL games kick off Friday.
Yeah, that
was on Thursday. So if you wanted to.
Thursday night, Friday morning or something, whatever, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, we went Friday morning, which was 2 years ago, but they didn't have any games on the Thursday. Like, the women's went on. But yeah, we got on. I think we got into, like, Brizzy at, like, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
On the beers at, like, 9:30.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to leave on the Tuesday or something, too. You'd want, like, full Monday recovery. Yeah, Tuesday or Wednesday. Depends how big you're going. If you're going for it, you'd want to leave Wednesday or something.
Actually, I've got to start organising our fucking little fucking 2-day getaway down to Melbourne for the races.
Yeah.
Friday morning, back Sunday morning.
What time's Raging running today?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. I'll be at work at the time I'm spewing, but Race 6, Parks today. If you want a back raging rush, I don't know if this will be... Oh, I should get this out today.
Where at?
Parks. $30,000 race. We'll see if the boy... He was favourite. Oh, he's drifting. 480 now on Sportsbet. We'll see if the boy can get it done. I've probably got an email about how he goes. I'll check that after. But hopefully, if you're listening, hopefully the boy gets it done. And then the men's side of the Origin. Latrell apparently pulled himself out of Origin selection due to wanting to commit to South, but the NRL might deny it. I didn't know the NRL could do that. But we'll see.
They won't what? They won't deny it.
They're not going to allow it, which I don't know. I swear Latrell's pulled him out of out of Origin himself before.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's changed. So I don't know if Latrell will be picked or not, but we'll see. Jack Whiten said he's not coming back, even though there was talks he was going to unretire, but no.
Yeah.
And then 360 Boys got in over the selection of Joseph Suaalii. Should he be picked? Going to Union next year? The boys were like, don't pick him, he's leaving next year. If he's in the best 17, fucking pick him because we don't have anyone else.
Yeah,
the boys are dropping like flies.
Yeah, we need him. Yeah,
you picking him? You got Zach Lomax, Crichton, Brady Best, Latrell.
Yeah, probably not.
Dill Edwards,
not. Crichton, and Best.
Yeah, I think I saw Alberto too. If you pick
Alberto,
Mitch Moses, they reckon he's going to be the half. Surely it's.
I think I was just reading something else. I think he's not looking too good either.
Yeah, the talk was he was going to be back next week, but there's a chance he won't play. So they're like, are you going to pick him first up? Back from injury in Origin?
Yeah.
His coach was like, no, you can't do that to the bloke.
Yeah.
But fuck, we're desperate. I think it should be Hines and Birdo.
Hines and Birdo.
Yeah.
I like that.
Luai just hasn't set the world on fire.
Yeah.
I think he got dropped last year anyway. But we might do... I know we've been pretty ordinary with fucking consistency, but maybe next week. I think the Origin teams get picked Sunday, Arvo. So we might do it Sunday or Saturday
next
morning.
Next Sunday.
Yeah, Arvo, after the games. Because I'm pretty sure Origin is the 5th. Or maybe... Yeah, that would be, yeah. So yeah, it would be next Sunday because I think Origin's the 5th. But just skipped it, but I might as well quickly... We just briefly touched on the injuries. New South Wales in particular. Pappy, another injury for the boy. Apparently suffered a fracture above the plate in his leg. Just no luck for him. I think he's back.
Yeah, it's not
like
too...
6-8 weeks, I think I heard from memory. I could be wrong. Turbo, he looks like he'll miss the entire Origin series, out for 6 to 8 weeks. And then Cleary, he re-aggravated that hammy done. I think he was 6 to 8 weeks as well. So the boys, the Blues, fighting tough, underdogs. And then Nico too. He got ruled out last week.
Yeah, true.
But he got through last night's game, so he should be fucking sweet because we need him.
We need someone.
I'll step up. Have they seen the Oztag form lately?
Yeah.
3 comps in the shot. Natch, we're available. Just to let you know. The other Origin thing that came out. Rabs Warren believes he has one more Origin in him.
I read that.
To crack the 100.
Fuck yeah.
Surely, you got to come back for 100.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't not be stuck on 99.
99.
So hopefully Rabs, I don't know if it was, I don't imagine it'll be this year because surely it'd be announced, but we'll see. Hopefully Rabs in the future for one more game. That's about it. Didn't have too much thoughts because I didn't know how long this would be. The only little thing I had was, this was a little fucking, actually, I had two actually. One's a would you rather, I'll go that first. Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or the size of a watermelon?
I don't even know.
I'm gonna go. Actually, I'll get you. What do you got? I'll let you go first. Look at my answer.
I feel like you're never gonna. Women aren't gonna kiss you because it's the size of a tennis ball, but a watermelon's like huge. How big's that head? Maybe I'm going the watermelon and I'm rocking a massive head.
A watermelon, you'd have a
weird head. Yeah, is it long ways?
I guess it'd be better.
Can I have it that way?
Frankenstein.
Yeah, like a long, big, fat fucking thing. Oh, man.
I think you have to go watermelon. Imagine having a fucking
tennis ball. A tennis ball poking out of your fucking shirt. Oh, my God.
I'd have been like 6'2" with a tennis ball head. And then the other one. This came up Mother's Day. Mum's not home at the moment, but got Domino's. How often, or do you reckon it happens ever, like people just randomly go into Domino's and just see like a name on the board and just claim it and take Domino's home? Do you reckon it ever happens?
But, yeah, I reckon it would happen for sure. But the guys, you're normally waiting there, aren't you? If your name's up on the board and they...
Depends how you order it, I guess. Like, actually, maybe they've changed their system because they had this problem. Because last couple times I've been and ordered online, like, the board hasn't had my name on it. So maybe they've changed it up. So if you order online, your name's not on there because they had this problem.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because okay. I was thinking that'd be the easiest way to just get a free feed, whenever you're starving.
I remember I heard about it happening at Macca's and shit. Like, people would just call out. Someone just walk up and go, yeah. What is that? Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Number 427 yet.
Yep,
but yeah, shout out. So let us know if you've ever stolen Domino's or got Domino's stolen off you. Anything from yourself?
We've been talking about boycotting the NRL because it's just getting so bad. We're going to get into Super Rugby, so. We tried to watch it the other day.
Fucking rugby's a tough sport to watch.
I didn't understand much what was going on.
Rugby's even... Oh.
There was some cool shit happening, but it's just the calls in the footy.
The penalties are weird, eh?
Yeah.
They just blow the whistle and you're like, what the fuck's that for?
And, they keep playing on and then they come back. Yeah. I might just get into the tests.
The worst is when they do the fucking kicking duel. They kick it back. Fullback kicks the fullback for like 2-3 times in a row. You're like, what are you doing, bro?
Why don't they just keep it?
I don't know. And they have unlimited tackles, which I've never... Yeah. I was like, surely you just keep running up the field until you get there.
But they also, it's hard to make ground because they don't have to get back 10.
Yeah.
They're just right there.
And there's so many penalties. So I get why they do it for field position, but I'm just like, surely you just drill your team not to give penalties away.
Yeah.
Like, surely you just get NRL boys in the back line, just fling it.
Yeah.
And just get, like, Josh Adokar or someone quick on the wing.
Straight down the side.
But yeah, so shout out. We could be a Super Rugby podcast soon.
Yeah, fuck.
That's done and dusted, baby. Not too much else. Hopefully, fuck. I say it every time the last couple of times, but we'll try next week. We'll try our best. Fuck, we're struggling. Raging Rush hopefully gets the dub today.
Come on, baby.
Gets the Punters Club another win because we're struggling.
Raging Rush into the Tigers.
Bang. See you next week, babe. Hopefully next week. 5 stars, baby.